Verse 2. For the king had taken counsel at his princes and all the congregation in Jerusalem to keep the Passover in the second month. When did he tell them to keep it? Say that loud. When did he tell them to keep it? He said the month of Abib, in the first month. Why did he decide to do it that way? Well, we'll find out. For they could not keep it at that time. Why could they not keep Passover? Because the priests had not sanctified themselves sufficiently. I'm telling you, you're preaching here today. You better sanctify yourself sufficiently for this Passover. You better sanctify yourself. You better begin to search your wicked heart, your malice and lies and sin. I warn you by the power of Yahweh. They couldn't keep it when he appointed because they had not cleansed themselves sufficiently. You try to hold on to your little wicked ways, your little corrupt manner, your stubborn ways. They had not sanctified themselves sufficiently. They were not right. They were not right. We better pray that Yahweh bless the men to speak prophetically in this hour. You better hear what the Spirit of Yahweh says. You have heard your deception all these years. You have not grown. You have no spiritual excellence at all. There's no power of perfection. There's no dynamics in us at all. You can kid and lie to yourself all you want to. Lazy charlatan priests had not sanctified themselves sufficiently. That is what Scripture says. They not got their hearts right. You better get your heart right. That's why he gives us a countdown. 14, 14. You better begin to count. Bless your servant Yahweh. Give Pastor Robert strength despite. It says for the king. For they had not kept it at that time because the priests had not sanctified themselves sufficiently. And what else? Neither had the people gathered themselves to gather in Jerusalem. They were about doing their own thing, their pagan worship. And these things, and the things pleased the king and all the congregation. So they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all of Jerusalem, from Beersheba unto Dan, that they shall come to keep the Passover unto. Look at that little preposition of that little preposition there to indicate where, whom, and what. The small preposition like that, but the indications of who, what. He said, "Keep the Passover. Keep the Passover on." Unto Yahweh, Father of Israel, at Jerusalem, for they had not done it of a long time in such sort as it was what? As it was what? So he wrote and told them how to do it. And because of their pagan practices, they had not done it like we have. They done it in their pagan ways, in their pagan rituals. And they had not done it the way Yahweh had written it to be. And that it must be done accordingly as it is written. He did not give any room for flesh to establish anything. And so they had not done it according to as it is written. All these whorehouses got a way of doing it, but it must be according to Scripture. Verse 6. So the post went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Jerusalem, Israel, and Yehuda, and according to the commandment of the king, saying, ye children of Israel, look what he tells them to do. Turn again unto Yahweh, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you. When you return to him, he says he's going to return to the remnant that is his. that are escaped out of the hands of the kings of Assyria. And be not like your fathers and like your brethren, which transgressed against Yahweh, the father of their fathers, who therefore gave them up to desolation. As you see, he gave them up to desolation. There was nothing fruitful in them. When one is desolate, there's no fruit in them. So that's why man cannot keep the feast, the Passover. They cannot do it righteously. They have the relics, and that's the truth. They've incorporated all these relics, and we have learned those things. I have, you have. And so it's going to, that's why he said, purge yourself of the old leaven. So we must purge ourselves of that old trash, of that old leaven that corrupted us, and our traditions and our rituals, with our little trinkets. We can only keep it in Messiah. The only place anyone, if he's in Bombay, India, he must keep Passover in Messiah. For that is the only body, the only physical body where he is placed, chose to put his name in Messiah. So he must be in Messiah to keep the Passover. We can't even keep it unless we are in him. And that's why men don't keep it. And that's what we have gone about with our little traditions and done it the way that that is not according to how it is written and what it is said in the writ. So we've done it our way. No, you always say you're going to have to do it the way it's written. I bless you your way. I thank him. I bless him for his truth. I thank him. He said, now I want to show you how we are. This is you right here. 2 Chronicles chapter 30 verse 8. He warns you now, be ye not what? Don't be stiff-necked as your fathers were. But yield yourself unto Yahweh and enter into what? His house. That's what he tells you. Which he hath sanctified for how long? For how long? Messiah said unto Kapha, he said, upon this rock I will build the tabernacle of Yahweh, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Upon this strength of this body. He said, you come into the house of Yahweh, which is sanctified forever, and you serve Yahweh your Father, that the fierceness of his wrath may be turned away from you. We don't believe that his wrath is going to be turned on this generation and his people. We have been taught so erroneously, men, we have trusted. They taught wrong. I have, you have. And all the works must be finished. He sent it out as reapers in this last hour. Just one talent. He gave 1:5, 1:3, 1:1. And the one that has one, he's not hiding it under the bush. He's not fearful of what man will say, what he will do to him. He has one talent, and that is to preach the everlasting message of the kingdom of Yahweh, and that is to fear Yahweh. So that's the talent that he has placed in this soul of this preacher. He said, for if ye turn again unto Yahweh, your brother and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive. You tell me if I turn to Yahweh, those that have brought me into captivity, they will show me compassion. That's what he says. He says, so that they shall come again into this land of Yahweh, your father, is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you, if you return unto him. So when he's crying to us today to return unto him, that's what he says, just return unto him. We must begin to return unto him. Not to your sins and your corruption. He said, return unto him. Return unto him. Return unto him, and he will show you grace. He will show you mercy. He will show you compassion. But you must return unto him. And how do we do that? Through Messiah. That's how we do that. We must return unto him. We've gone out to every kind of stray thing there is. Passover was not only for the death of the children of Israel and those that had not the blood of the lamb upon their doorposts, but it was a judgment against their gods. And that's what Passover is about. It judges your God.
Your mama God, your daddy God, your child God, your grandchild, it judges your gods. Your material gods, your lust gods, it judges your gods.
He calls us a royal priesthood. So you priest better prepare sufficiently for the Passover. You better prepare for it. You better begin to prepare your hearts and your souls, your minds for this great, ominous day. We better begin to return unto Him, that He may show us kindness and mercy, that He may be gracious unto us. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's not in the New Testament. It's there. And it is written. It is written. It says in Luke the physician, as they like to call him. It says in Scripture, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. It is profitable. Look what it says. Can I ask you all a question? Please look at me, everyone. Just stop. I want everyone to look at me. Please, everyone look at me. Everyone. Do you all believe that Messiah obeyed the Father in all things? Did he obey him in everything? If he disobeyed him in anything, then he called Yahweh a liar, didn't he? Well, let's see what Scripture says. Luke 22, verse 7. It said, then came the day of unleavened bread. Luke 22, verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. And he said, now look at this. He did, Messiah. He sent Kafar. And he sent Yokahana, saying, look at what he told them. Go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. And they said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare? Where do we go? The name of Yahweh must be in the place. Now, Messiah knew all things. Look at what he says. He said, first of all, he said to them, he said, behold, he said, look at me. When ye enter into the city, there shall be a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into his house where he entereth in. He was one that knew Yahweh. He said, you follow the man. Like we follow Messiah. He said, you follow the man. Whatever house he goes, you follow him. You go into that place. You go where he goes, you follow the man. And he shall show you a large upper room. Furnish there, lay granny. He says, already prepared. The Father has his name in that house. He shall show you where Passover is kept, right here. And you go in there, you make everything ready. You make sure that everything is ready. And they went and they found as he had said unto them. And they made ready the Passover. And he said unto them, I have desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. What about each the Passover? We partake of this Passover, their sufferings. There are afflictions. That's why you find betrayals, death. That's what he said. Now I want to eat Passover with you all, but afterward we're going to suffer. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. We're going to suffer. We're going to suffer after this Passover. He said, but I shall suffer after Passover. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of Yahweh. And he took the cup and he gave thanks as he took it. And he said, take this. And he said, divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of Yahweh shall come. He was not talking about some elusive God. He said, the kingdom of Yahweh, there's only one kingdom. Every king has a name. Why is it that our Father has no name? His name is not a Latin Greek name. It's not a pagan name. His name did not derive from Jesus. His name is Yahweh. Verse 19. And he took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it. And he gave them saying, this is my body, which is given to you. This do in remembrance of me. Now why is it that Passover, he said, now you keep the Passover as a memorial, in remembrance of me. Then why do we eat the body of Messiah? In remembrance of Almighty Yahweh, what he has done, saints. That's why we keep the Passover. That's why the Feast of Unleavened. You charge your heart. You keep it from sin, from corruption. You take the leaven out. Let there be no leaven thing in your mind or your spirit. I will show you in Scripture. You're going to have to cleanse yourself and purge yourself. You're not going into the kingdom. I'm warning us today, saints. We have done things that are so far from what is written because we've been ignorant. I don't mind saying I've been ignorant. I'm not ashamed of that. I bless Yahweh for that. And all of my weakness, the power of His laws, and the truth of His word has still been strong. He has not allowed us to be bewitched where we can't obey the truth. Only those that will not obey what He says, they are bewitched. They began in what we call the spirit, and now they're going to perfect things in the flesh. It cannot be so. It cannot be so. And if I was a man that was abusing the power of Yahweh, abusing His people, raping the daughters with all kinds of sins, then I'm going to make provisions for flesh and tell you you can have it anyway. But Scripture tells us how to keep Passover as it is written. You don't keep it by some man's opinion. You keep it by how it's written. We're going to keep it how it's written, saints. I'm not going to keep it the other way. But how it is written. I keep it that way. Turn with me to 2 Kings. 2 Kings 22. We see what Scripture says. All Scripture. You know that this whorehouse do not possess Scripture because they don't keep the Passover. They don't keep the Feast of Yahweh. We've been taught you don't need to do that. He said these things are a memorial unto me. And they all are memorials unto Him. You got birthdays which are pagan. Anniversaries. Pagan. All these things. He never told you to keep it. Children's birthday. Son's birthday. Wife's birthday. And you do all the pagan things on those birthdays. Cakes. Candles. Parties. Reveling. Banqueting. It's pagan. And those things only cause you to remember your flesh and your lust. Well, I got you this year. Well, I didn't want that. I wanted that. That's all it caused you to do. He said, you keep my feast days. And these shall remind you of me. You see what Israel had done? They had not kept his feast days so long that they had forgotten about it. Until Hezekiah, the king, said, look, we're in trouble. We must go back to the old landmark. And we got to get back to the old landmark. He's going to have preachers that's going to stand today. Men that are righteous men. Men. That will warn the people. You warn the righteous and the wicked. You tell the righteous man to be turned from his righteousness, he's going to die in his sin. Then is Yahweh a liar? He means what he says. You warn the wicked, if he don't return, he doesn't change of his sins, he's going to die in his sins. He said, when the righteous man turns from his sins, I'm going to lay a stomach block there. This wicked world doesn't want to believe that. He carries them into this religious stupor. Scripture says in 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 19. I want to read this. It says, and all the house also of the high places that were in the cities of Samaria, which the kings of Israel, look at this now, had made to provoke. My. To provoke who? Yahweh. To anger. Josiah took away. They had their groves. They had their place of sacrificial offerings. And he did to them according to all the acts that he had done in Bethel.
Yahweh's house. It says in verse 20, and he slew some of the priests. And that's what Yahweh's going to do. And he slew all the priests of the high places that were there upon the altar and burned men's bones upon them. And he returned to Jerusalem. And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover unto Yahweh your father, as it is what? Written in the book of what? Of his covenant. You keep it according to how it was written. So if Messiah said he did not come to destroy the law or the prophets, did he destroy what was written? He was the word written made flesh. How ignorant have we been? I see why Yahweh, he has allowed this ignorant spirit to consume the land. And in this hour, he's not going to allow it to be polluted. He's just going to anoint his people. And that's all he's going to do. And when they speak or will speak to his people, they will know, even though they may not have the understanding. They will say, of a truth, it is the truth. I just don't have understanding or clarity, but it's right. It's not like my old traditions or the old time ways of what I've done things and saw that it has not produced any fruit at all. You go home, you look in the mirror and see what kind of fruit has been produced. He said, did it according to what, how it was written, saints. But in the 8th, surely, verse 22, surely there was not holding such a Passover from the days of the judges that judged Israel, nor in all the days of king of Israel, nor in the kings of Yehuda. No Passover like it. Not going to be one like this one. None like it. He says, but in the 18th year of King Josiah, wherein this Passover was held to Yahweh in Jerusalem. Moreover, the workers with familiar spirits and wizards and the images and the idols and all abominations that were spied in the land of Yehuda and in Jerusalem did Josiah put away. He eradicated the land of that. It must be put away. Your wizardry, your corrupt spirit, your way of doing things, your unsincerity, your ways that are not sincere. As old granny would say, you're sneaky. You do things sneakily. That's wicked. That's the spirit of a sorcerer. You better put those things away. You better put away your wizardry, your images that you imagine. You better put them all, and all your abominable things. He said that he might perform the what? Come on, read all that. The word of what?
Law.
Which is what?
Yes.
Which was written. Yet that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found. Where? In the house of Yahweh. That's where the laws are found, in the house of Yahweh. Yet, know ye not that your body is the house of Yahweh? So spirit dwells in you. He has put his laws in your inward parts and in your heart. And so you're going to find the laws that are written in your heart. That's what they're written. He is not taking a chance. He's not going to even allow me to corrupt that or you either. I bless him for his truth. I thank him. I thank him. Paul said, when I saw, Paul said, when I began to preach this, no man stood with me. And that's all right. If no man stands with me. I know this is of your way. Can I tell you this, how I know? Because I asked him yesterday, what do I preach? Nothing to preach. I asked him this morning, what do I say? I said, I will get in there and just say anything. And he took me to these scriptures about 9 o'clock. I didn't even read all the text. But I know it is written. And I know that it is scripture. I know it's scripture. It is right according to what is written in the laws of Yahweh. It is laws are written there found in the house of Yahweh. That's why men don't have it, because they're not in the house of Yahweh. In the house of the Baptists, the Methodists, the Anglicans,
I rely upon His Spirit. Nothing else. Not to some intellectual study. No, just upon His Spirit. You get rid of those things. Well, Pastor Roberts, that has no implication of us today, and that shouldn't bother us at all. All right? If you think that. Look what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. He purged out the house of all those familiar spirits, didn't he? That's what Scripture says. He cleansed it. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. He said, cleanse now or purge out therefore the old leaven. Did he not command us to do that? That ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Messiah, our what? Passover. And the Father's name was in the Son. He came in the Father's name. Did not come in some live Jesus. Some pagan crucial. That's the truth. He said, even as Messiah is our Passover, is sacrificed for us. He said, therefore let us do what? Did he say keep? Come on, saints. What it says? It said keep the feast. It said keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice. You understand what that malice is? There's a depravity there. It is a law that says, I don't have to obey or keep the laws of Yahweh. That's what that malice is. Is it a depravity there? It's not ashamed to break the law of Yahweh. Men are not ashamed to come against His righteous name. He said, don't keep it with malice and with wickedness. You understand that? Such an evil desire and purpose. Slithering like an ass poison snake, neither with wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of what? Sincerity and truth. Purity of heart. All the commandments or the laws of Yahweh are truth. That's what Scripture says. So you keep the Passover with truth. All of His commandments are truth. That's what Scripture says. Thy commandments, thy laws, is what David said, is the truth. So you keep the command. You keep His Passover with sincerity, not with phoniness. You sin against your brother, sister, you better get it right. Not a wizard, a spirit of wizardry, a trickery, you better get it right. You hold something in your heart against the body, you better get it right. He said, I wrote unto you in an epistle, not to even company with liars and fornicators, deceivers. But that's what he said. If any man calls himself a brother and he fornicates, he goes to some of the spiritual desire, or he has some kind of relationship with something outside of the laws of Yahweh, he's a spiritual fornicator. He said, now you got to go out of the world to separate yourself from all fornicators and adulterers. But if any man that calls himself a brother and he does that, he said, don't even mess with him. We call our father liar, we reject him. I don't want to do that, Yahweh. I'm not going to do it. When I met this old man here, Elder Norm there, he kept talking about his family. I said, what family are you talking about? He said, oh no, I'm talking about those that are in the house of Yahweh. Not cousins, kinfolks. That's my family. They rejected the truth. That's the only family I have. That's nothing to do with brothers or sisters. Has to do with the Father. And many of you all are deceived because they give you their gifts, they speak to you lies, and they don't love Yahweh. And that's the truth. That's the truth. You always don't even fellowship with them. They call themselves lovers of Yahweh, and yet they love the world. They have their desire or their pleasure with what the world does. He said, you get away from them. He is not lying. That's written. That's written. And the Scripture was given by inspiration on the Shoah because he was a man of Yahweh. It's not what David Roberts said. It's not what you think. It's what Yahweh says. That's his word. You deny that, you deny him. You reject what he say, you reject him. At any time you reject him, he's going to reject you. You got to return unto him, and you return unto him by doing what he tells you and what he commands you to do. The reason we can't do that is because we haven't purged ourselves. Malice is a wicked thing. It's a deceptive thing. It calls you to do things against the law, and you're not ashamed. Well, I don't care what nobody says. I care what the Father thinks. I care what he thinks. I'm not going to do anything against his law. I'm not going to resist the law of Yahweh. Now that's scripture. I know it's written here, but it's still scripture. I believe what scripture says. And I trust what Yahweh has given unto us. I want to read something quickly to First Peter. I want to read this. And I want to see if you know if this is scripture. I'm not going to be telling you where it's at. It's in First Kephar. It says, for even hereunto were ye called, because Messiah also suffered for us. I believe he suffered for me. For what purpose, saints? Leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Now you believe that that's in that text you're looking at? Did he keep Passover with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth? And how did he have that the law of Yahweh written in his heart? And if he left us an example, we must keep it the same way. Who did no sin, neither was there guile found in his mouth. He said he did no sin. Neither was there guile, any wicked, deceitful thing in his mouth, speaking lies contrary to this truth. He did not do that. And if he is our example, we must do what he did. He is our example to follow in his steps. Not just to follow, but every step he takes, we must take. We must follow his steps. And he showed us what steps to follow. He was not attached to anything, but there was a law that governed his soul, and that was the law of Yahweh. He was made under grace. He was made under grace. He was made under the law. He came under the law. He had no sin. Neither was that guile found in him. He did not transgress the laws of Yahweh. And for this wicked generation, this whorehouse today, to implicate that he did, it is a deceitful, damnable thing on its way into darkness. And if you don't get this truth written in your heart, then woe unto you. And they don't labor and pray for the men of Yahweh. There's no aspiration in their hearts for them. As Brother D. Smith reminded us, we're not inspired by that. And we're concerned with the wicked and those that watch over their souls. I'm set for defense of this written scripture. Nothing else. Nothing else matters to me. Nothing else. The reason all things matter to you, because you don't think that there's a day of judgment. I know that there's a day of judgment. And those things don't matter to me. I know it is. But I'm going to preach. I'm going to preach until every breath in me is gone. And I will preach until then. Scripture says in Matthew chapter 26, verse 1. He said, and it came to pass, when Yahshua had finished all these sayings, he said unto the populace, he said unto his disciples, and that's who he's talking to now. If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. He said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So he spoke unto his disciplined ones. Matthew 26 verse 1. He says, I want to tell you something. You know that after 2 days is the feast of Passover. You know that after 2 days, after Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assemble together the chief priests. You're your own chief priest now. And scribes, you write your own laws, you interpretate them. And the elders of the people, unto the palace of the high priest who is called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Yeshua by subtlety. Is that not the descriptive term of Satan? He was the most subtle creature in the garden. And they wanted to kill him. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar amongst the people. Not on that day, because they may get rowdy. Not on the Passover. Drop down to verse 17. It says, now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Messiah and said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into a city to such a man and say unto him, Messiah, the Rabbi saith, my time is at hand. I will now keep the Passover at the house with my disciples. Did he keep the Passover? Did he keep it according to what was written or according to what he thought was sufficient? It said, I will keep the Passover. And he kept the Passover. He kept the Passover. He didn't keep Esther. He didn't keep these pagan rituals. He didn't. That's why these liars, through their subtlety, through what they call the Greek language, with all its pagan idioms in it. That's all the Greek language is filled with. That's all they know. Greek mythology, nothing but gods. And the language is filled with pagan idioms. That's it. All of those things. Bible, Biblos, and all of that. The word Bible is not what this is. It is scripture. Bible is simply the collection of book of sacred writings. Whether it's the Kabbalah, whether it's the Quran, they all are Bibles. This is Yahweh's word. It is scripture. We're so ignorant we don't take time to even look up the word too. If I ask you what that is, most of y'all can give me a meeting that's far from what it is. Oh, I know what it is, and I know what it indicates too. I know what it says too. I understand what it says because I understand the word and its position in grammar. Not with something what I think it means. Yahweh ordained all languages, even the confused Babylonian language. He intended for the confused man. He intended that to be. Because of their sins and their wickedness, their corrupt ways. He said, I will keep the Passover. Should we not follow in his steps? He said, I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples said unto Yeshua, had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now they made ready the Passover. You must begin to make ready the Passover. And you start with purging you of malice. Handle malice, liar, full of lies and deception. And woe unto you, because you do. What you're always trying to do is to cleanse you and to purge you of that deception and that your deceitful lying ways. Joel said in Hebrews, I want to read this text here, Hebrews chapter 11. He was not there. Hebrews 11. He was not there when Moses Moshe kept the Passover. It says in Hebrews 11 verse 27. Verse 24, 3, I want to begin reading. Hebrews chapter 11. It says, by faith Moshe, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Neither was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were not afraid of the king's commandments, but they knew that the one that they obeyed in his commandments, he was able to deliver them from the fiery furnace. See, by faith Moses, when he had come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of Yahweh than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He esteeming the reproach of, it says, Christ. How could that be in Moshe's days? It's a pagan title. Esteeming the reproach of Yahweh greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Well, who did Moses suffer for? Who was he approached for some anointed one? He was reproached because of Yahweh. For he had respect unto the recompense of reward. Now this was how he kept the Passover. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, seeing whom who is invisible. Through faith, he kept the Passover. You tell me they had faith then? And it said Moshe kept faith. He kept the Passover through faith. He believed the word of Yahweh, faith coming by hearing. And yet Yahweh spoke to them concerning the Passover, and he kept the Passover by faith. It was a memorial to Yahweh. We think faith is some of the present day thing for the greed and the lust of this vile, wicked generation. Satisfy their lust. Now you got to keep this by faith, not by rituals. You got to keep it by faith. Don't you understand that these whole houses, we gather on the Easter Sunday, their pagan line days, their pagan lies, and they keep it by ritual. They keep a pagan ritual by ritual. No faith, whoremongers and liars and dolls and sorcerers. They will call themselves eating the body and drinking the blood of Messiah. They are eating the body of their gods. That's why during Passover, Yahweh from the beginning, he destroyed their gods. He destroyed their gods too. That's what scripture says. Reject it to your own peril. But he destroyed their gods. He destroyed their, Josiah destroyed their monuments and their places of high praises to their gods. You gotta do that. That Yahweh may enter into your soul. You must do that. He kept the Passover by faith and sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroy the firstborn should touch them as well. He kept it by faith. He counted Yahweh faithful. We don't count him faithful. We don't believe what he said. We don't believe that he's going to do all the things that he commanded in scripture that he is going to do. And he is going to do it, my friends. You can believe that he is going to do that. He is. Where his name is, that is how we keep the Passover. No other way, my friends, but in his name. And his name is in the Son and no other one. It is in the Son. And his Son came in the Father's name. He did not come in any other name but the Father's name. We're not going to keep Passover unless we are in the Father. And we must be in him to keep the Passover. And if we don't do that, then we're not keeping the Passover. We're walking in tradition. We're walking in heathen ways. And that's what we're doing. Messiah said, if ye had to believe Moses, first of all, he says, I know ye have not the love of Yahweh in you. Because if you had that in you, you would believe me. Folks, that's what that idolatrous spirit is. It's a pretense of love, but it's not love. We're not going to reject His truth. The profound sayings of His truth. And think that we're going to enter the kingdom. That's not so. Messiah said, I've come in my Father's name. And ye receive me not. But others shall come in His own name. Him shall ye receive. He came in the Father's name, saints. That's the only way to Passover. That's the only way we can keep Passover is in the Father's name. For His name is in the Son. And we can't keep it any other way. Outside of that, we might as well do like the pagans. We might as well do like the Baptists, the Pentecostals, all of these heathen religious perverts that say that they keep Yahweh's Passover. It begins in the eve, not in the early morning. There's no such thing as the sunrise service. It was the end of the day, the beginning of the new birth of the day. I warn you, I will not touch any of that. That's the spirit of fornication. It's an unclean thing. And Yahweh said, if a man calls himself a brother and he does that, don't mess with him. Get away from him. Flee from him. Why? Because you're going to be consumed with him. You're going to be destroyed with him. If you don't get away from him, you're going to be destroyed with him. He came in his Father's name. The work shall I do? He said, I do in my Father's name. If you don't believe me for anything else, believe the works I do because they're done in my Father's name. They declare nobody can do these miracles unless Yahweh be with him. And that's how it was done. The Father. He was in the Father and the Father in him. They were one. They were one. And that's the only way we're going to keep the true Passover. That's much more I want to read, but I will save that for Passover. That's the only way we can keep the true Passover. Where the Father's name is. We must keep it where the Father's name is. We must know the Father's name. I bless him for this hour of truth that is revealed. He's taken the simple ones. And he's revealing his truth unto them. Not the fools, but the ones that are sincere in their simple motive. The desire to please him. Preachers not that are not looking for this pinnacle of recognition. They're looking for Yahweh to be recognized. And his name to be extolled above the heights of the heavens. That's what they're looking for. They're not looking for great reward in this life. Because at the Passover, the true Passover, when you keep that, you will suffer. The true Passover, you will suffer. The true Passover, you will suffer. Reminds us that as we suffer with him, we're going to reign with him. That's our blessing, saints. That's the reward of his house. That's our reward. And for that, I will not deny him. I will bless him. For his Passover is a memorial unto him. And Messiah kept the Passover that will bring a memorial or to show them that it is the Father. The works that I'm doing, the Father, they're done by the Father. The things that I speak, I've already heard them. The Father has already spoken them. So I speak to you what the Father says. And if a man has a father, I would like to know his name if he's that great. And he gave him all power and authority in heaven and in earth to do all the things he did. Nothing could bind him. Nothing could stop him. Nothing at all. Yahweh gave him all power. It was given unto him by the Father. It was not given unto him by the Malachi. It was not given unto him by Gabriel or Michael. It was given unto him by the Father. All power. Everything he needed was given unto him by the Father. By the Father. And whether we deny him or not, he will not deny himself. I want to close with this from the reading of Malachiah. Concerning the priests, because they have polluted the feast days of Yahweh, because they're priestly. I want to read this expeditiously. Malachiah chapter 1. It says, the burden of the word of Yahweh to Yisrael by Malachiah. Yahweh said, I have loved you, saith Yahweh. Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Yahweh said, I want to show you how I love you. He said, was not Esau Yaakov's brother? see it your way. Yet I love Yaakov, and I hated Esau. Is that not in scripture? He said, I hated Esau. He hates your sons and your daughters, your children, your mothers. He hates them. Yahweh has not changed. He said, I hated Esau and laid his mountain and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished. We have nothing, but we will return and build the desolate place. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down. And that's what Edom is saying today. We're going to build our own little tabernacles, our own little doctrines, our own little traditions, our own religious ways. And he said, I'm going to throw it down. And they shall call them the borders of wickedness. And the people again whom Yahweh hath indignation forever. He hath indignation upon them forever. His anger, his wrath is upon them. You can't dispute that nor reject that. And your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, Yahweh will magnify from the borders of Israel. He's going to be known from the borders of Israel. His name, he shall be exalted. He said, a son honoreth his father. He's asking them this, the sin of the priest. He said, son honoreth his father, and a servant his ruler. He says, that's not the case. If then I be a father, if I be your father, where is my honor? If I'm your father, why don't you honor me? And if I be your ruler, where is my fear? Saith Yahweh of hosts. He said, oh priest. Now this is the terrifying thing right here. He said, oh priest that despise what?
My
name. That despise what?
My name.
You're going to become desolate. He said, oh you priest that despise my name. You think that means his authority? No, that means his name. His reputation is in his name. He said, you priest, you all despise my name. And say, wherein have we despised? Look again now. Thy name. You say, Yahweh, we don't despise your name. He says, it's like a bitter thing in your mouth. You reject it. You don't love it. And this is a priestly generation that despise the name of Yahweh. They're all a priest unto themselves. He said, you have offered a polluted bread upon my altar. And ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of Yahweh is contemptible. I despise it. I don't want to eat from this table. You tell me I got to eat these laws? You tell me I got to keep these laws? I got to do this? They have contempt for it. You tell me my old adulterous son and daughter, I can't have fellowship with them? He said, your table is contempt, Yahweh. And if ye offer the blood for sacrifice, is it not evil? If you offer that which is crippled, not right, if you offer up a wicked hands before me, when I tell you to lift up righteous hands, he said, don't you know how evil you are? Don't you realize how evil you are? And if you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? You do that with a false intent, a pretense, saying you love and you know you don't love. He said, don't you understand how evil you are? Grab hold of your heart, Father. He said, offer it now unto thy governor. Yeah, take it to your governor. He said, if you think it's right, take it to your governor. Take it to your husband, your wife. He said, you don't see how corrupt you, how evil you are. He said, will he be pleased with these or accept thy person, saith Yahweh of hosts? You take that to the governor. You take that trust to Mr. Bush. You think he's going to accept that? He said, you think I'm pleased with it, huh? And now I pray you. He said, now I pray. I beseech you now. Beseech Yahweh that he will be gracious unto us. We need to pray that he will be gracious unto us. This has been your means. Will he regard your person, saith Yahweh of hosts? Who is there even among you that will shut the door for naught? Neither do ye kindle the fire of my altar for naught. He said, I have no pleasure in you, saith Yahweh of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. He said, from the rising of the sun. Did anyone see the sun rise this morning? I didn't see it rise this morning. When I got up, it was already up. I need to get up one morning early to see the sun rise. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it tomorrow. He said, from the rising of the sun. He said, from the rising of the sun. From the rising. When you see it in the morning, even unto the going down of the same. He said, my name shall be great amongst the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name. And a pure offering for my name shall be great amongst the heathen, saith Yahweh of hosts. From the rising of the sun, you Gentiles, to the going down of the same. There shall be offerings of praises and thanksgiving in that name. He said, but ye have profaned it, my name. You have cursed it. You said, I don't love it. I don't like it. In that ye said, the table of Yahweh is polluted, and the fruit thereof is even his meat is despised. It's contemptible. I hate it. Ye said, also behold, what a weariness it is. And ye have sneered or snuffed at it, saith Yahweh of hosts. You notice that Yahweh is talking here. Or the one the world calls God. He is talking here. And ye brought that which was torn and lame and sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith Yahweh of hosts? But cursed be the deceiver. You're deceived. Which hath in his flock a male, and vowed an offer unto Yahweh a corrupt thing. He said, I want to tell you something. First of all, for I'm a great king. I'm a great king. You hear that? I'm a great king. He said, I'm a great king. You can make me what you want to, but I'm a great king. He said, I'm a great king. He said, saith Yahweh of hosts. And he says, my what? He said, my name is dreadful amongst every heathen. That's why they hate his name. He said, my name is dreadful. I'm a great king. When the heathens hear my name, they know that name. To hell with all the rest of them when they hear that name. I'm a dreadful king. I'm dreadful. You don't want to hear that name, then I bring judgment upon you. You don't want to hear that. You better turn back unto me. I'm dreadful. I'm nothing to play with. Play with him. Keep on. And we will see what this name is. He said, my name is dreadful. Not his authority. He said, my name is a dreadful name. And that is written. That is written in the book. Nothing's going to change it. Nothing's going to change it. We keep the Passover in the place where his name is. And it is only in Mosroya is the Father's name. Not in Jesus. Not in Crusoe. Not in Lord. Not in God. But in Mosroya. So we keep the Passover with unleavened. We keep it right. We'll do it right. According to how it is written. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the only dreadful name. Yahweh. May he bless you, give you strength today. And peace. May his shalom rest upon you. I hope and pray that the words we all inspired your heart today. I know this is a table that he prepared for us. I know these are the words that he has placed in my soul. And they are alive and they're rich in me. For I believe every word. I believe everything that was preached. And it was so simple that anyone can understand. No one is without any excuse. From Genesis to Revelation, his law has not changed, nor has the Passover changed at all. Same. May he help us. Give us strength. Lord of our heads, Father, in all things, we bless you today. We thank you, we praise you in Messiah's name. I pray on these days as we prepare for the Passover, that the minds and the hearts of your people, Yahweh, began to search diligently. Every leaven, every sin, every corrupt thing. As they prepare themselves. They put away lying lips, deceitfulness of heart, corruption and pretense. But they began to call upon you with a pure heart and mind in Messiah's name. For Passover is only kept in Yahshua, the salvation of Yahweh. I thank you for that name of yours. It's a pure name. You said it's a dreadful name. We bless you today. Give us all strength and peace. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua Messiah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Yahweh bless you.
May Yahweh bless you. Encourage. In good cheer, Messiah has overcome. Given us the power to do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us stand to our feet. Thank Him. I bless Him. He did feed us a little word today. It's all right. May He bless you. Father, we thank You for all things. Lord, Your people get them strength and peace in their hearts. Rest in Shabbat. Touch all Your people, all the saints. We pray for our enemies, Father. Those that lie against us and speak evil against us. I do it. I pray for them, Yahweh, that Thy will be done. Help us all that we may have confidence today, that we know that our Redeemer liveth. And with that we shout, Hallelujah to the Lamb. Yahweh bless you.